It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
There it goes! See ya! A walk-off for Judge!
Where does that confidence come from?
Well, when you're the best player on the team, you know, how can you not?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Aaron Judge, and the Yankees. He's going to stay in the Bronx 9 years, $360 million. Can they build around him? What would be considered a success? You can weigh in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 10 minutes past the hour, we're going to reveal the winning word for the final time in the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We have given away so far
197.
$197,500. And we have $2,500 more to give away this hour. In 10 minutes, I'm going to give you the winning word. And when you hear it, you text it to 777-000 for your chance to win $2,500. Now, I figured something out, guys. This is what I'm going to hold the Yankees to now as a Yankees fan. I'm a big Yankees fan. I said they paid a stupid tax. I said this for a year now. Remember, I predicted he was going to hit 60 home runs. I said the Yankees, it's going to cost them $100 million now, right? Because he's going to bet on himself and win. The Yankees badly misjudged the market. They even leaked the info as though it would make Judge look bad and them look good. Look, we're trying everything we want. That's how stupid they were. They thought that 212.5 was market value. It was almost like half market value. At any rate, listen to how the stupidity continued. They finally come around this offseason. They go, $300 million, and we will adjust to the market, right? In other words, if the market says you're worth more, it took about a day.
So they did offer him $300.
They offered at this offseason.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, they said, okay, $300, and we'll adjust according to the market. But they're saying, here's our initial offer. Let's see what the market says. About a day later, he has $360. So even with an entire season to sit and think about it, they misjudged the market by $60 million.
Yeah, but you can't.
They came in $60 million light.
But you can't come into the situation and offer him exponentially more. Like, you just match it. You hope you can match it or you raise the level above it.
But what they said was, we will adjust to the market. Let's start here.
The market, you don't know what the market is until the market dictates.
Right, but the market didn't come in and say 320. It said 360.
And what Max is saying initially on that $300 million deal, you should have just went ahead and gave him the 340 and called it a day.
Call
and said,
it
that's the market.
Hey, man.
Yeah, there's the market. Here's the market. It's
350-ish. You know,
if we're willing to go to 300, somebody out there based on who you are is going to be willing to go to 330. So I tell you what, we're going to go to 340.
They were 212.5, and I believe under three, but let's say at the most three would have gotten it done last offseason. So if you believe that too, think about this for a second, guys. The Yankees now have, because they offered them 360, at least $60 million less to spend over the course of that contract than they would have had to spend. This is what I insist from, and all Yankees fans should insist upon this, to Cashman and especially Hal, because Cashman has his hands tied by Hal's budget, right? Whatever your budget was for the other players, now you raise it by 60. If you got to pay 60 times whatever the luxury tax repeater penalty is, you pay it. That should come out of Hal's pocket, not out of the team's excellence. You see what I mean? If you are that stupid, I'm not saying they are stupid, but if you make a move that is that stupid, as this was, that stupid, then you have to pay that tax. I, as a Yankees fan, should not pay that tax through an inferior team later on because you're trying to save luxury tax money.
So what makes you think that they don't realize that they're going to have to pay to fill the proper team to win another World Series, that they're going to have to pay a little bit more? Championship teams, the Golden State Warriors, they realize we got to pay more. The Lakers, Dr. Buss, he realized, okay, well, we'll pay a little bit more. So maybe getting the Judge deal done, and as you say, the stupid tax, they paid it, and they know, okay, well, we're paying stupid tax, so we're going to pay a little bit more to sign three or four players. That's going to help us in the long run.
I think, Key, what you're saying is right. But you know how they say the business always passes the cost along to the consumer, to the customer? That's what Hal does. Like, maybe Hal could get some of his father's irrational competitiveness, and or Jerry West, or right now Lacob, or one of those great owners in professional sports. Maybe he can get some of that and say, you know what? I'm making a lot of money. I don't need to optimize and make every last red hay penny. I also want to be better than everyone else, right? I'll make a little less, but be better than everyone. That's not how what I see from Hal's behavior. So if he can learn that lesson and turn into that kind of owner, I'll love him. But until then, I'm lukewarm at best on the present Yankees ownership and front office.
Hey, Max, because you would know this more than me for sure, because I dive into baseball, but I don't have the rich history from 1922 as you. when was the last time a team won the World Series with a crazy financial commitment to the team?
You mean to one player or to a free agent in that season?
The team. Like their number was so high. I know Dodgers. Tampa Bay did it on the back end.
Dodgers.
We had the highest payroll?
Certainly an enormous payroll. Like the Dodgers. See, the Dodgers were a team that said, Mookie Betts, don't care what he costs to get. We're getting that guy. That guy, we're going to win a World Series with that guy. The Yankees did it in 2009 with Sabathia and Teixeira.
No, but we had Mookie clearly, but who else did we have that was high? Kershaw was okay. He was on the back end of his short deal.
He had a big payroll. The there are different teams that have gone in. The Red Sox strike has struck one of the irons hot and signed huge deals. Sometimes they didn't work out. Carl Crawford, right? But like the Red Sox, there are wise
teams. Because right now the Yankees got Stanton. They got this new deal.
Yep.
Who else got big money?
Giancarlo Stanton.
That's what I said. They got Stanton, big money.
Gerrit Cole.
Judge is big money. Cole's big money.
Yep.
Who else?
Big money like that. Those are the three at the top.
So, okay. So they got some room.
But Key,
But
Key, when you know baseball, when those are the three at the top, the mid-level guys are getting in the 20s, you know, a year. The top guys are getting 30-plus. Ronald in Kentucky, what you got?
Yeah, well, I think that good morning, first of all. I think that Aaron Judge deserved his money. The question I have was kind of what Mr. Keyshawn just touched on. Do you think that they'll be able to fill the rest of their roster, the championship roster out with the money that they've given Aaron Judge?
Yeah, I mean, Key, I think the problem is, yes, they by and large will spend in pace with other teams at the top, but they won't, and they have been unwilling to at times, push their chips into the middle of the table.
I think they will, though, this time, Max, because when you shell out 360 and you got Gerrit Cole at what he has, he got Stanton at what he has, you know you got to put stuff around them to get to over the hump with Houston. You know that. You know, they're chasing Houston right now.
You know what? Like Verlander, recently the Mets have signed pitchers to short, rich deals, but short, but very high annual
salary. Well, Verlander's 1,000 years old.
And that's true, but the Yankees haven't been willing to do it. Mets are like, yeah. Oh, who do we have?
The Yankees signed old heads before.
Oh, Key, we got Buster Olney right now. Buster.
Hey, Buster.
What it is right now, Buster. So what's going on?
Wow.
My contention, Buster, is the Yankees are paying a stupid tax now for waiting this long to do the deal, and they're probably spending $80 million more than they had to had they gotten the deal done last year, and I'm going to insist that Hal not pocket that money. I insist he pays luxury tax over the course of this deal so that I'm not shortchanged as a Yankees fan. Where are you on all this?
Well, there's no question it was complete surrender by the Yankees. And as you know, we talked about in the past, Max, he had more leverage than any player in the history of the Yankees. It was the first time really in franchise history that they had a player who had needed the player more than the player needed the team. And he absolutely exercised all of that in this negotiation. Even as his free agency was playing out, the Yankees were wondering, like, what does he really want? And so the flirtation with the Giants was something they took seriously. You know, the San Diego Padres jumped in at the end after they, were unable to sign Trey Turner. And in the end, Hal Steinbrenner got emotional about this. You know, some agents were predicting, early in the offseason at the front office's advice probably to Hal Steinbrenner was, look, hold the line like we did on Robinson Cano. But Hal Steinbrenner, the owner of the team, the buck stops there. He decides to increase his offer, guys, by more than 70% from what they offered in the spring because he understood how upset the fans would be if they didn't get their player back.
Buster, how serious, or better yet, how close to the Giants and the Padres did Judge go? I mean, was it one of those deals where it's like, I'm just going to play with it a little bit and see where the Yankees are? Was he serious, dead serious, that he was getting ready to walk out the door?
Well, and you know what? I don't know the answer to that, but here's the thing. The Yankees don't know the answer to that either, which is why it played so well for him in these negotiations. You know, the Yankees drafted him in 2013. They had him around all these years. But as the summer played out, as we go into the fall, the refrain you hear from the Yankees was, we don't really know what he wants. And to this day, we don't know how serious he was about going to the Giants. You know, a team is located 100 miles from where he grows up, but he went out with them. You know, I had one person in the organization said it's like watching your girlfriend go out on another date, and they were concerned about it, which is why, in the end, Aaron Judge, you know, who's so understated, what a poker player. Like, he could not have played this any better than he did beyond the record-setting season, beyond the 62 home runs. MVP, just in terms of not really revealing what exactly he wanted, it really played well for him.
So, Buster, what restrictions would the Yankees have now in signing other big-time players to help them win a World Series? What challenges?
Well, if you look at how the Yankees have operated in recent years, they have largely adhered to the boundaries that are under the luxury tax system that baseball has. This is going to make it far more difficult for them to do that because they now have, you know, three players, and I'm doing the math off the top of my head, that, you know, that make it combined $105 million when you're talking about Giancarlo Stanton and Gerrit Cole and Judge. So if Hal Steinbrenner continues to operate, in the way that he has in the last 4 or 5 years, then they are going to have some choices to make. And, maybe it'll cost them some opportunities for the front office to pursue. But Max knows this. Hal Steinbrenner always has the option of blowing past the luxury tax threshold, and I think that's what they'll do. I think Hal is under more pressure than at any time since he's become Yankees owner because of the disappointing way the season ended for the team and also the emergence of Steve Cohen as the Mets owner. I think it's just a different context for him because you got a guy on the other side of the city saying, for the first time since Hal's been owner, look, I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to spend whatever it takes. I'll give Max Scherzer $43.3 million. I'll give Justin Verlander $43.3 million, and I think that all ratchets up the pressure that's on Hal's shoulders.
When you take a look around baseball in some of the owners and general managers, what part of this deal for Aaron Judge would they look at and not like?
I think they'll understand it. In fact, Key, and I think I was on with you guys, what I kept on getting back from executives of other teams was the Yankees were going to re-sign him, right? That was their full expectation because you had arguably the most powerful, financial franchise in the sport, and this was their most popular player. And so I think people around baseball fully expected that the Yankees would bring him back, and especially – in what we've seen this offseason, where in the first year of 5 years of labor peace, it's clear teams are feeling flush. They got a lot of money to spend. Trey Turner gets $300 million. You know, Xander Bogaerts was offered $90 million in the spring by the Red Sox. He might get $180 to $200 million, guys, by the time this winter ends. So with all that money being thrown around, I think owners with other teams, front offices with other teams, are going to understand why the Yankees did what they did.
So you mentioned that you believe Hal will pay the luxury tax going forward. As a Yankees fan, as I said, Buster, I'm very upset with Cashman because he's an excellent GM, but he's not the best GM in baseball, or the Red Sox wouldn't be up 4 World Series to 1 in this century, now well into the third decade of the 21st century. Cashman the GM the entire time. That's a failure. You know, you don't have to win the World Series every year. You must win it more than any other team if you're the Yankees, certainly more than the Red Sox, who got you 4-1. But one of the issues has been, as you mentioned, he won't pay they try to avoid repeater tax. They try to stay disciplined and kind of operate as a generic big market team. Are you saying that competition in this case from the Mets is the primary driver of the Yankees brand kind of returning to what it's supposed to be, which is the number one spender, the most competitive franchise, as opposed to just kind of generic big market, we have a lot of resources team, that kind of way we're just hoping to compete, that the Mets will be the thing that put the Yankees in that old frame of mind?
Max, I don't think it's the primary driver. I think in the end, you know, the primary driver is actually the standard that was set by George Steinbrenner, Hal's dad. You know, the expectation, as you know, as a Yankee fan, if you don't win the World Series, then you suck. I mean, that's generally speaking the way that the Yankees nation feels about, you know, each season. But I do think that it's much more difficult for Hal Steinbrenner to, you know, to talk to reporters and talk about, you know, choices that need to be made and reference fiscal responsibility and those sort of things, when the guy on the other side of town is basically throwing his you know, blank checks at some of these players. I think the context has shifted somewhat for Hal in a way that, you know, to a place that it was never before. We've never seen the Yankees and the Mets both ascend in this way and spend this kind of money at this level at the same time.
Buster, real quick, did the Mets at all sniff around Aaron Judge? Did they ever explore that?
I have not. I know they talked about him internally. I don't think they were serious about it. And I got to say, I don't understand why not. To me, if you look at what the Mets needed this offseason, I think it would have made complete sense for them to take a run at Judge and probably lose out to the Yankees. You know, he probably would have gone back to the Yankees at those numbers anyway. But I think the Mets should have taken a look at it. Mm.
Thank you, Buster Olney, as always, on the scene. Thanks, Buster. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
if
guys.
If he'd have entertained the Mets, he probably could have got $400 million.
Guys, we are very late on the final $2,500 to hand out. It is well past 10 past the hour. This is the last time we're doing it. This is the winning word, the final winning word of the hour. Someone's about to win $2,500, and that'll make $200,000 that we have given away on this show.
Dollar bills! Dollar bills!
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
And the winning word of the hour is... You're going to text it to 777-000 when you hear it. You might win $2,500. The winning word of the hour is... Thanks. T-H-A-N-K-S. Now, the producers want us to say thank you to everyone. That's why the winning word is thanks. Nonsense. Who should be thanking who here? We should be thanking you. You should be thanking us. Not only do we make your commute to work better, that's some alchemy right there. That's a magic trick. The worst part of your day, the morning commute, is now the best part of your day. But on top of that, you're getting it for free and you win $2,500. No, thanks, as in you should call us up and say thanks.
No, I'm going to say thank you for them listening, Max.
Nonsense.
No, we're not going to do that.
Nonsense. They have no other option.
We're going to say thank you for all of our listeners every single morning.
Well, listen to Key.
As they brush their teeth in their home and comb their hair and use their blow dryers and get ready for work and then get into their cars. And then after they get in their cars, use their phones when they're in the parking lot. We're
going
to say thank you, Max.
Play by play?
No. They need to call up and say thanks.
Hey, just let me.
You're right.
Ivan in New Jersey, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What do you think of the Judge signing?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Max? What's up, Key? And what's up, Jay Will?
What's good?
To be honest, he's worth it because of his box office in a sport that, you know, has trouble bringing in the viewership. But the left is where I would have been hesitant. That's a lot, especially his age now. And I really don't believe he had all the... He had all the leverage, like Bolseroni said, because if you go to San Francisco, you're going to be forgotten about. Plus, that's not a team that, you know, built on going to win a championship
Valley.
Anytime
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't Silicon think you'd be forgotten Valley, about in San Fran.
The
all.
Last dynasty in baseball was actually, you might say the Astros now, but the San Francisco Giants not that long ago, like in this century, won 3 out of 5 World Series.
Not the same team, though, Max.
No, it's not the same thing. Of course not. Of course
it's
not.
No, I'm saying the team, the roster's not the same from a couple years ago. So
Buster Posey.
It's probably, as I said to y'all 3 hours ago, it's safe to say New York is the best place in this situation other than the Dodgers. Best place.
Joe in Arkansas, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
What's good,
What's
man?
Up, man, down in Arkansas, bro?
Boy, I can't even believe that you know where I'm at. Like, not geographically, but we're just so far down here. Like, people, Arkansas, where is that at? Anyway, big Red Sox fan. I love that the Yankees just paid that dude all that money because it's going to be just like it was with A-Rod. Y'all going to get one World Series over 10 years, and everybody around you going to be winning. The Red Sox might get 3 or 4 more. I doubt it because we kind of suck right now, too. But, man, Max, I'm so glad to see that the Yankees just gave them all that money.
Here's the difference. Judge had a very bad postseason. He did. But I generally trust him at the plate in a big moment. Like, A-Rod got to the point where I would have, and this is the God's honest truth, I'd rather have had Luis Soho at the plate, who was a good little clutch hitter, even though he was, you know, like a part-time player, than A-Rod, who was like the best player in the game, but somehow, when it counted, he couldn't get a hit, right? So, but that, I don't get, even though Judge had a bad postseason, I get the feeling usually like, oh, Judge is up, good. Like, I trust him in a big spot. So I feel a little differently about that. And he's a 5-tool player, guys. His skills, knock wood, should age well. Eventually he becomes a DH, but he can hit the hell out of the ball. We know that. And he can hit the opposite way, and he can pull the ball, and he has a lot of power. But he also runs, he fields, he throws. Like, he does a lot.
So how many years you think you can get out of this? Good years, Max. It's 9 years. How many good, not this record-breaking stuff, just good years. Give me
3 or 4 more
40
great,
home runs.
Yeah. 3 to 4.
Give me 90 RBIs.
Three or four more great ones as a 5-tool great all-around player. 2 or 3 more really good ones as a guy who can still hit, but the other stuff is starting to decline. And then at the end, you're paying a lot of money for a guy 1 or 2 years who's like a figurehead. You know, he's like a shell of himself. All right.
Sort of kind of like Duke was doing with Jay.
What?
Yankees
fans, how are you feeling? 888-SAY-ESPN. We're taking your calls.
I didn't get paid
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Aaron Judge returning to the Yankees on a 9-year, $360 million deal.
The Yankees completely surrendered. Aaron Judge had more leverage than any player in the history of that franchise.
We all pay stupid taxes in life. Where's that ticket? I don't have the parking ticket. Well, then you have to pay for the whole day. Oh, damn, I paid. Oh, there's the parking ticket, right? Stupid tax. Mm-hmm. Cost you $20. The Yankees' stupid tax when they offered Judge a contract $50 to $100 million under market last offseason, and now they have to come up with $360. Well, they probably could have gotten $280, something like that. $80 million stupid tax. The question is, will Hal Steinbrenner still stay under the luxury tax this during the life of the contract, or will he eat the stupid tax? Will he pass it along to Yankees fans with a lesser team, or will he eat the stupid tax and still put a team around him that can win the World Series? Carl Ravrich, ESPN Baseball Tonight, ESPN MLB announcer with us now. Carl, your thoughts on the deal?
I think they were backed into a corner. I think it's a long-term mistake with some real short-term benefit. I think if they win a World Series in the next 2 to 3 years, they continue to have people watch the YES Network, they continue to have people go through the turnstiles, then that's what they're about. I think the dynamic in New York changed dramatically when Steve Cohen bought the Mets. I think Verlander going there, while not nearly on the top of the reasons that something like this happens, is significant in that city. You are competing for, you know, baseball fans' attention, and you're competing against teams in the American League East that are getting a little bit better, with the exception of the Red Sox. The Giants and the Padres made a big push. I think he did want to stay there, but I think the San Francisco thing was not a flirtation. It was very real. So, again, long-term, I think it's going to bite him in the butt like a lot of these deals do. Short-term, you got to win, but it's going to keep people going to the games.
Ravi, so what do the Yankees need to do to actually build around Judge to win a World Series?
I think they got to get healthier. I think last year, you know, when they got off to that incredible start, one of the reasons was their bullpen was as good as there was in baseball. Clay Holmes was closing every game, and it wasn't close. Michael King was coming in, and there hasn't been a reliever as effective as his in such a short time in his career that we've ever seen before. He's coming back. Obviously, they hope Holmes is, because of the injuries. Wandy Peralta sort of developed. I don't necessarily think that there are big things they have to do. I think that they have to get healthier. I think the bullpen has to stay intact. I do think they're going to now need another starting pitcher, and I think they would be, again, in on a Benintendi or a Nimmo. To me, and I think we saw it with the teams that kind of get to that next step, they keep going. I don't see the Yankees stopping because they got Aaron Judge, and I would hope part of the conversation that Judge and his representatives had with the Yankees is, I have the same deal somewhere else. I may be able to get more. You tell me what you're going to do or what your goals are around me and who you have in mind. You start to command 360 in 9 years, you're at least in the room. You're in the ear of the front office and the manager to say, here's what I think we need. I mean, look at what Tom Brady does or had done with the NFL and the players that he was able to get his organizations to be on his team. So I don't necessarily think it's a big deal anymore, but get healthy and get a center, get an outfielder, because Bader's terrific. And that's another guy who I think we started to see in the postseason. The Yankee fans, when that deal was made, I knew even with his foot issue, they were going to love him. And I think it showed last year in the postseason. So just get healthy, you know.
Carl Ravrich, ESPN baseball announcer, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max to talk all Yankees, Aaron Judge, big money, everything. When do you think Al Steinbrenner and the rest of the organization realized, uh-oh, I think we just blanked-y-blanked-y-blanked?
I don't know, around home run 50, maybe 54, maybe 55. It was an amazing historical gamble on himself, his ability to perform. We did one of the first Yankee games of the regular season, and I asked him before batting practice, how do you feel about turning down that money? And he looked down on me because I'm a foot shorter than he is, and he winked, and he said, we're in a good place. I don't know. You know, Jay, Will, Key, you tell me about an athlete's confidence self-confidence in themselves to sit there after turning down that money and say, we're, meaning me, we're in a good place. Hmm. Like, because I, Max, maybe, I don't know how you can say that when you turn down that money, given the difficulty of hitting a baseball, giving injury risk, that you could say, we're in a good place. Where does that self-confidence come from?
Yeah, well, that's the kind of guy you'd like on your team. Jeff Passan tweeted it. That Aaron Judge flew into San Diego at the last minute to decide among three teams, the Yankees, Giants, and Padres. Then the Yanks bumped their offer to 9 years, 360, and in the end, he wanted to remain with the Yankees. And Carl, it seems to me that, for example, everyone loved Soto to the Padres because he's young and this and that, but Soto is more of a one-dimensional player. He's more athletic than, say, Frank Thomas and a little bit younger, but basically profiles offensively like a left-handed Frank Thomas, who was still good later in his career, but not nearly the same hitter as he was in the first half. Judge is more athletic, should age better. He's a five-tool player. Even as some of those other tools erode, he should still be able to hit. He can take the ball the other way, et cetera, et cetera. Key asked earlier, what do I think about the deal? And the optimistic view is three or four more great years, whatever they are.
Right.
Two or three years, say, after that, where he's still good, but some of the other skills are eroding, and you may have a couple at the end, you know, where he's not so good anymore. What do you think about the likely trajectory of Judge during this deal?
Yeah, I mean, that was my point. You know, win a World Series in the next 2 to 3 years. We now have a universal DH, so there's always going to be a DH in the American League. There's obviously always one in the National League. He will always be able to, he seems like he will always be able to hit and hit for power just given his size. But the idea that somebody who is 6'7 and 270 or whatever his weight is going to age well, I think remains to be seen. I think he is shown he's an amazing athlete and can play center field if necessary, obviously can play right field and can hit a ball over any wall. So the hitting a ball over any wall part of Aaron Judge, I don't think ever goes away, barring some catastrophic injury. But I do think a body that size, he's a really good runner, as we've seen. He can steal a base. That's not going to last, obviously. And I think just his size is a factor in all that. Again, your trajectory, three really what should be excellent years. But again, you have to remember, and if you want to go 30,000 feet, this was a bit of an aberrational season for Aaron Judge. This is aberrational for anybody, but 60-plus homers doesn't happen for Aaron Judge. 40 homers, 50 homers.
Well, as a rookie, he hit 52, so I would say it's in line with what you might expect if a rookie comes up and hits 52. But I hear what you're saying. He's unlikely to ever repeat it just because no one's likely to repeat a season like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Right. So, Max, Larry Bear, when we did the Giants game, Larry Bear, of course, runs the Giants. Larry Bear came into our booth, and when you looked at the San Francisco Giants minus Buster Posey, he acknowledged, This was, I think, an allusion to, wait till you see what we do in free agency, because we did them, I think it was September. This is a superstars game. Aaron Judge is a superstar.
Superstar.
We, the Giants, don't have a superstar. Padres have plenty of them. We don't have one. We are going to go out and get a superstar. Without saying it, he was saying, wait till we get Aaron Judge to come here and be the next Barry Bonds with regards to putting balls in McCovey Cove. It obviously didn't happen, we find out today. But his point was, this is a superstar game. Look at the New York Mets, Lindor, Scherzer, Verlander, Alonso, superstars. If you take Aaron Judge off of that team, who is the current superstar? Cole? Nestor Cortez?
Stanton, if he can stay healthy,
The Yankees have, you know, in a sense, it's Broadway. We need the star. The marquee's got to light up. You know, it's a Scherzer day. It used to be a DeGrom day. Well, every day is a Judge day in the Bronx. That's a huge deal for an organization.
Carl Ravitch, thank you as always. That's Carl Ravitch, ESPN
Anytime,
Baseball
boys.
Tonight,
all right, Ravi.
ESPN MLB announcer. The closest comp, and Key, you've brought this up, even though he wasn't as big or honestly as good as this version of Judge, was Dave Winfield. Dave Winfield got a 10-year deal with the Yankees as a free agent from the Padres. $2 million a year back then was the record for any athlete per year for any team sport player at $20 million over 10 years.
How long ago that was?
But key, actually, Dave Winfield, who could run because he was big but not the fast twitchiest, could take the ball the other way, hit for power, five tools he liked Judge. Winfield actually aged very well. He was a really good player late in his career, so maybe that should give the Yankees fans some hope that Judge trajectory in terms of his aging process, if it's like Dave Winfield, that might be the best comp, and he aged well.
It's a little bit different, too, and Dave Winfield also played football, so think about that for a minute, the abuse that was put on his body, and training is different now than it was way back when Dave played, and so you would think with all the training methods that's out there, it certainly could help Aaron Judge get into the lighter part of this contract and still do pretty well.
Yep, and people want to weigh in on this. 888-SAY-ESPN, your call's coming up. Yankees fans, how you feeling?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. The winning word this hour, last segment to do it, then the 10K giveaway is done. We've given away $197,500 so far. This is the last $2,500. We're giving away 200 G's altogether.
Are we gonna run it back, Key? Is Max going to go to the bank and get out another 200K?
Extend the line of credit, maybe. So the winning word this hour is thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S, as in how thankful you all feel toward this show for not only making your commute better, but giving you money for free. Thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S. All right.
What do you think Hal Steinbrenner said to Aaron Judge after the deal was
whatever Aaron Judge told him to say, it was probably in the deal. They have to give me the money. And now Hal also has to say, I'm a stupid idiot for not paying you last offseason. Whatever. If I'm Hal Steinbrenner, I'm doing whatever Aaron Judge wants.
I mean, I think the check kind of shows you admitting to the fault, right? Doesn't it? I mean, $360 million, like, yo, look. We took the wrong calculated bet.
You really got us this time,
Aaron. Yeah. You really got us this time, Aaron.
That's how you know people are rich, right, Key? They lose $80 million on a bet, basically. And after, you got us that time on the golf course, right? You really got us that time.
We're glad to have you back. We love you. You know, we're going to do great things over the next 9 years. And let's go win a world championship.
Go win a world series.
All right. Mike in North Carolina.
Very nasally.
You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was going, about the Judge deal. This deal is a deal of necessity. It didn't make the Yankees better, and as well, it didn't make them worse. But what I'm thinking is this is now the beginning of the end for Gleyber Torres. because the Yankees probably going to need to make some trades. They can't move Josh Donaldson's contract, so they're going to need some extra players, a starting pitcher, maybe an outfielder, maybe some bullpen. So Gleyber Torres is pretty much the only player that they can move besides some of the other prospects like Cabrera, Peraza, or Volpe, which I doubt they're going to move Volpe. And so this is, to me, the beginning of the end of Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, but, you know,
what do you guys think?
Gleyber Torres, the beginning of the end could have already come. You know, like, he had that incredible year. He was like, he'd done some things that a guy at his age for the Yankees hadn't done since Joe DiMaggio, right? But he has not been good defensively. He couldn't hold shortstop. He's not, like, incredible at second base. And he's hitting a little worse year over year. I mean, his power came back a little bit, but it's not like he's an all-star slugger at second base. So if you got to trade Gleyber, it's not like you're never going to be able to replace him. Unfortunately, it has not worked. Listen, same thing with Gary Sanchez. There were young prospects that the Yankees were high on, and fans were too, and they didn't continue to develop. One thing you got to say about Aaron Judge, hit 52 home runs as a rookie. It wasn't his best season. Chuck in St. Louis.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Hey, so I think this contract, man, is going to go down as one of the worst contracts in MLB history. Had they signed him for like 5 years, $200 million, I'd have been happier with that because, like you said, Max, I think the first 3 or 4 years would be good. But if you look what happened to Albert Pujols when he signed with the Angels.
Big difference, though. I hear you, but Pujols was already in decline at that point and was a first baseman.
Back end.
Yeah, he was a first baseman who was already in decline, and it didn't make a lot of sense at the time.
They basically paid for a DH.
Yeah, exactly. This guy is ascending still, and he's a five-tool player. Pujols
is he ascending?
What if he decided to walk?
Yeah.
Right now it's happy. Yay, everybody's all cheering. What if he'd have walked? What if he'd have did what Jay said and just decided, you know what, you guys treated me so bad that I'm going to take my services elsewhere. Where would this conversation be right
very
now?
I'd be fuming. Yankees fans would be fuming. You know, I just looked up Dave Winfield, Key. He was age 29 season.
Squirrel.
Age 29 season.
Couldn't help himself. When all the way back to some 10 minutes ago.
Well, I did it because we're talking about how Judge might age. So what you do is look for comps in sports. You look for comps. Winfield was 29 when he signed with the Yankees. Judge is 31. So it's 2 years older, but Judge is a better player. And Winfield was great.
How big is Winfield?
6'6", 220. Okay. Back then,
he's a little older.
Yeah. But this dude is 6'7", 270?
Yeah, 60.
I mean, his body was a little older because he played football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Winfield was a multi-sport athlete in college. My point is, that's a pretty good comp, Winfield. And throughout the course of that Yankee contract, he aged very well. And in fact, was even good once he left the Yankees. They wound up trading him toward the end. But then he continued to play past that contract at a high level with Toronto. Even with the Angels, he was still a pretty good player, close to 40 years old.
I know what you're trying to do, but it's not apples to apples. They're both big guys. But baseball's different now, right? I mean, it's just... training is different. All of those sort of things different. If I'm a betting man, you're going to get 4 years out of this deal that you would be satisfied on.
Right.
And I think the Yankees might get a World Series out of it.
Yeah. Four or five years. Then another 2 or 3 years of, whoa, he can still really hit, but he can't play the field the same way. He can't run the same way.
Considering that was 40 years ago.
But because you have to look at a guy who's bigger than his contemporaries, taller, where people were like, there are too many moving parts, he may not be able, but was a great five-tool player.
Was he injury
and
prone?
Signed a long-term deal at a similar age, and Winfield did with the Yankees.
Was Winfield injury
no,
prone?
No, that's a big difference. Winfield was not injury prone. That's a big difference, and Judge has been injury prone.
But I don't know that Judge is injury prone. He had two years where he missed significant time.
Two years where he missed significant time.
Yeah. It wasn't injury prone to me. When people say injury prone athletes, injury prone isn't I'm in for 3 weeks, I'm out for three. I'm in for two, I'm out for one. That's injury prone. When a guy misses a extended part of a season and he comes back and misses another extended part of the season, but then runs through it the next season, that's not injury prone.
Yeah, so, I mean, I hope OBJ you're right about that prone? Going forward.
Huh?
OBJ, is he injury prone?
No, because his injuries are serious.
In other words, injury prone, Keith's saying it's always something.
Lesser, it's always something.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah. It's not like you have an acute injury.
It's like basketball players, Jay. They're injury prone because they got a hangnail, you know, basketball players.
Yeah.
Or they got the flu,
Guaranteed contract,
Street clothes.
Everybody gets guaranteed money. You need to stop with the guaranteed money stuff all the time with basketball. Doesn't mean anything.
Aaron Judge is still a Yankee, and they signed him up for 9 years, $360 million. Much more on this throughout the day. Greeny coming up on ESPN Radio. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.